From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. For a second day today, top Bush administration officials were on Capitol Hill trying to convince Congress to give the White House the money it's asking for. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is one of those making the rounds. The toughest criticism she's faced is not about the 2006 budget request, but about the separate request for $82 billion additional dollars for Iraq and the war on terrorism. Several Republicans have signaled they may cut parts of that supplemental budget, the first sign of obstacles ahead for the administration's foreign policy agenda. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Though much of the supplemental is for the Pentagon's war budget for Iraq, more than $6 billion would go to the State Department for everything from tsunami relief to aid for Darfur, Sudan, and for the Palestinians. Republicans challenging the proposed spending have zeroed in on the request for nearly $660 million to build what would be the most expensive U.S. embassy in the world, in Baghdad. Rice told the Senate Appropriations Committee today that the U.S. needs to move quickly on this because it's promised to give Iraq back the palaces the U.S. now occupies, and she said a new embassy would be more secure for the 750 people working there.
We're doing everything we can right now to protect these people, and I want to be very clear on that, everything we can. In a sense, by brute strength, by having a lot of force trying to protect it. But the fact is that we need to build an embassy that really is in accordance with the circumstances of being in a high-risk area like Baghdad.
Both Republicans and Democrats have complained that this was a clearly foreseeable expense that doesn't belong in an emergency budget. There's another part of the supplemental request that has raised eyebrows, $400 million for two new funds to provide economic assistance to partners in the war on terrorism. Alaska Republican Ted Stevens pressed Secretary Rice for details.
Is there a list of these partners that these funds might go to? Do we know that who are the global partners?
Senator, we do not have a list, although I'm quite certain that if you wanted me to give you some examples of countries that we might expect to be part of this partners list, I could do it. The real danger, of course, is then I create a list, and I'd rather not do that.
Secretary Rice did explain that one of the new funds would help countries that have troops in Iraq, including Poland, which she says has spent about $500 million for its mission. Senator Stevens still had questions about the costs of maintaining the so-called Coalition of the Willing.
We have financed through the Department of Defense considerable aid for some of them in terms of transportation and equipment and supplies and uniforms. There's sort of a hope that you'll let us have some idea of what kind of help this is.
While Stevens and other Republicans cautiously raise concerns and reminders about America's increasing budget deficit, Democrats complain that the Bush administration has been trying to avoid congressional oversight. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy did not mince words.
I've been here 30 years. I've never known any administration, Republican or Democrat, where the Congress has just said, here's a blank check. You know, flexibility is one thing, slush fund is another.
He pointed out that Congress did approve the administration's emergency budget request for Iraq last year and have since seen little U.S. spending of reconstruction aid and some evidence of fraud and waste. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.